2 Kings chapter 10. And Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. And Jehu wrote letters and sent to Samaria to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to them that brought up Ahab's children, saying, Now, as soon as this letter comes to you, seeing your master's sons are with you, and there are with you chariots and horses, a fenced city as well, and armor, look even out the best and the fittest of your master's sons, and set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were exceedingly afraid, and said, 2 kings did not stand before him? How then shall we stand? And he that was over the house, and he that was over the city, and the elders as well, and the bringers up of the children, sent to the Jehu, saying, We are your servants, and will do all that you will bid us do, and we will not make any king. You do that which is good in your eyes. Then he wrote a letter the second time to them, saying, If you are mine, and if you will listen to my voice, then take the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me to Jezreel by tomorrow at this time. Now the king's sons, being 70 persons, were with the great men of the city, which brought them up. And it came to pass, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons, and killed 70 persons, and put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him in Jezreel. And there came a messenger, and told him, saying, They've brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, Lay them in two heaps at the entering in of the gate until the morning. And it came to pass, in the morning, that he went out and stood, and said to all the people, You righteous, behold, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know now that there will fall to the earth nothing of the word of Yahweh, which Yahweh spoke concerning the house of Ahab, because Yahweh has done that which he spoke through his servant Eliah. So Jehu killed all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his kinfolks, and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he rose up and departed and came to Samaria. And while he was at the shearing house along the road, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Yehuda, and said, Who are you? And they answered, We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen. And he said, Take them alive. And they captured them alive and killed them at the pit of the shearing house, 42 men. Neither did he leave any of them. And when he had departed from there, he came upon Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him, and said to him, Is your heart right, as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it is, then give me your hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. And he said, Come with me, see my zeal for Yahweh. And so they made him ride in his chariot. When he came to Samaria, he killed all that remained to Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed him, according to the saying of Yahweh which he spoke to Eliah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little, Jehu will serve him much. Now for this reason call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants and all his priests, let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he will not live. But Jehu did it in subtlety, to the intent that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that did not come. And they came to the house of Baal. And the house of Baal was full from one end to another. And he said to him that was over the vestry, Bring forth the vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them forth vestments. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said to the worshippers of Baal, Search, and look, that there are here with you none of the servants of Yahweh, except for the worshippers of Baal only. And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men outside and said, If any of the men whom I've brought into your hands escape, he who allows him to escape, his life will be forfeit for the life of the one that escaped. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, Go in, kill them, let none come out. And they killed them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the captains threw them out and went to the city of the house of Baal. And they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal and burned them. And they broke down the image of Baal and broke down the house of Baal and made it a draft house to this day. In this manner Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu did not depart from after them. To wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. And Yahweh said to Jehu, Because you've done well in executing that which is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your children of the fourth generation will sit upon the throne of Israel. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, with all his heart, because he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel to sin. In those days Yahweh began to cut Israel short, and Hazael smote them in all the coasts of Israel, from Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, and the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, even Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Jehoahaz his son reigned in his stead. And the time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. End of chapter 1.